Okay, we were talking about the, on a hawk, you know, those stiff hairs that they have.
They call them bristles.
Okay, and those big teeth.
Tertiary.
Okay. And the thing that you put the food in for a hog?
Hog trough.
Okay. And if you had three or four of these, you'd say that you had three or four?
Hog trough.
Okay. And do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
I didn't understand.
A hog that's grown up wild?
Well, it'd be called wild hogs, wouldn't it?
Okay. And, let's see, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you do to him?
Well, you'd change it. Make a boar out of it.
Okay. Any other words for change?
No. I don't know what else to say.
Castrate or alter or trim?
Well, either one of them, I guess, would do. I don't know. I never know much about such a thing.
Okay. And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
Well, it bellows all the time.
Okay. And the noise that a cow makes at feeding time.
She wants her feed and she bawls to get her feed.
Okay. And the noise that a horse makes.
Well, it squeals and it wants you to come feed it or something.
Okay. And if you had some horses and cows and mules and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you say you have to go out and
feed the stock, whatever it was to feed.
Okay. And what if you had some hens and turkeys and geese and so forth? You'd say you had to go feed the
ducks or geese or chicken.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a
setting hen.
Okay. And the place where you keep chickens?
Hen house.
Okay, any other name?
That's what I always call it.
Okay, what if you had a place just for the mother hen and her chicks?
Well, I'd call it chicken coop.
Okay. And when you eat chicken, the part that has the bone like this, you know?
You mean when you cut them up and cook them?
Yeah.
Well, they've got a pulley bone and thigh bone.
Okay, the pulley bone, is there any stories about that?
I've heard people say you break them into them and stick them up over the door and start to come in and be the one you married and things like that.
Okay. And what do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat, like the liver and the heart and the gizzard and so forth?
Well, the liver and heart and gizzard, about all it is that somebody could eat on the inside of them.
Okay, what about the inside parts of a pig or a calf that you can eat? Do you have any name for that?
Well, you can eat the livers and the melt and such. That's all I know.
The liver and the what?
The melt. You know that? Well, you've seen them, ain't you? About that long and they grow on their insides and you take them off and eat them. They just kind of like the liver.
You call that the melt?
Melt, yeah.
Huh. Okay, and what about the parts that sometimes you eat and sometimes you stuff sausage in?
Well, I've heard talk of people cleaning their insides, you know, and putting sausage up in the dining room.
Yeah. You ever heard of chitlings?
Yeah.
What?
That's what they'd be called, I reckon, chitlings.
Okay, if it was time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say that it was what time?
Well, sometimes it'd be the morning.